Hi, pals, and welcome to the Disneyland Paris Show. Here's your hosts, Lucy, Chris, and Hugh.
Gosh.
And now, Disneyland Paris News.
Christmas is just around the corner.
Saturday morning power outage.
That's not my excuse, by the way. More award nominations.
Exclusive nighttime spectacular.
New annual pass discounts.
Who pass?
It's a pass. Hey there, hi there, ho there, Disney fans, and welcome to another Disneyland Paris show. You may wonder why I am at this end of the table, just to completely confuse the people who actually watch the show. I am feeling a little bit coldy, fluey, coughy, chest infection-y today, and Hugh's probably got it or had it already.
I've had
I think
it.
You gave it to
I
me,
I was
didn't
coughing
you?
Last week, so that's the coughing chair.
This is a coughing chair, but we don't want to give it to...
I also act as a barrier.
We don't want to give it to Chris, really. And also, it's not nice in the microphone, so if I need
lately?
To cough, I can go...
A couple of weeks ago.
He's had something.
Yeah, I think 3 weeks ago, I may have had COVID the day that I was here on this show.
Oh, good.
Because on the Monday, I did a test and it came out negative, but by the evening, I found the same strip and it had a positive line. But I tested the following day and it came out negative. So.
I tested a bunch of times and I felt COVID-y.
Yeah, I'll be honest, I feel a bit COVID-y.
I did four negatives and what else can you do? But it did feel COVID-y. I'm feeling a little COVID-y right now.
I must say I feel a little COVID-y.
Will you all just indulge me in a bit of a techie rant?
Yes.
Just for a minute, please.
Yeah.
So, as you all know, we've gone to extreme lengths to try and make sure the show's really good. And we started using OBS software recently. Probably a year ago nearly now, isn't it? We've been using this. Maybe more. I don't even know.
Yeah.
And it's always worked absolutely fine. And then about 3 months ago, they did an update to it. And when they do the update, all the plugins that we use have to be updated as well. So I updated it and I updated the plugins. And then they updated again. So I had to update the plugins again. And some of the plugins didn't work. So the plugins got updated again. Then today, we've just logged on. Having finally got the thing fixed and everything working fine during the week, I've logged on today and... there's another update. So I've just about had enough of it, to be honest with you.
He has been saying that.
Back teeth of it.
He said, I'm done with this.
It's just, it's not fun. It's not fun anymore. It used to be fun and it's not fun.
Oh, no.
And I've forgotten my Stream Deck today because I'm a bit of a Stream Deck. And so I'm doing it on my phone instead, which is fine. But none of the screen things work on it, only the sound things. So there we go.
Do you know what is fun,
Susie
Chris?
Says, I love a techie rant.
Thanks.
I hate updates.
Do you know what is fun, Chris? Having you round on a Sunday night, because we really like your company. And so do those guys out there.
Oh,
and do you know what else is fun?
He's saying that's nice while he's trying to sort something else.
I know, I am trying to sort something else.
That's nice.
Disney's fun. Disney's fun, isn't it?
None of these things match up how they're supposed to do either. So none of the stuff's working, how it's supposed to work. I could just cry right now. I really could.
If it makes you feel any better, I couldn't make the McDonald's app work this afternoon.
And I
was getting very cross.
That could stop everything from working. There's music about to play and all sorts of stuff. I just feel like just ending everything right now, to be honest with you.
Well, if it makes both of you feel any better, I'm sat in the middle today, so I look thinner because of the camera.
If this suddenly stops streaming any second now, I really do apologise, but I have just pressed the finish button and it's running through the stuff that happens when we finish at the end of a session of the show. But it isn't playing the music, interestingly, so none of it's working like it's supposed to do.
I think you got away with it.
Have I? I'm completely and utterly lost. It's putting it onto a thing that doesn't... So yeah, I've got none of the sounds today either. I don't think I've even got the Tiki Cup song.
We'll just hum it.
Yeah.
Should we talk some Disney?
Yeah. But stay tuned, guys, because later on, we're really going to make Chris cry because I grew a single Naga chili came through my chili plant and I had some and it's mad hot. So I'm going to give Chris some later.
Just very quickly go over what it took to bring that chili to life.
I planted 20. One of them sprouted. It was like a cheap pack. And that one plant thrived. But when it started flowering, and boy, did it flower, only one of the flowers pollinated. I self-pollinated them with my finger.
Oh.
you know, not with anything else.
No.
You know, I'm not a pervert.
Digitally.
And one of them turned into a chili. And that chili, I thought, oh, well, I've grown it on my windowsill. It won't be, it can't be hot. It's crazy hot. In fact, Chris, make sure you don't touch it. Because I handled it without gloves. I ignored the recommendations, the warnings. And I thought, it'd be fine. I've had chili burn. And it's been agony.
Wow.
My stomach's been all right, though.
Well, that's good. I'm dreading this. Dreading it.
Well, I had to do it for the charity show, and I my stomach was like a washing machine for days after that.
Come on then, let's do some news.
Right, okay. So, I'm going to start the end, like, anticlimactic, because they've got a new annual pass discount for annual pass holders. It's not an annual pass discount. What it is... annual pass holders can get a €25 ticket to Disney on Ice in France. Now, I don't mention this because any of our UK annual pass holders are going to go, oh, I'm going to go see Disney on Ice in France then. The point is that they're now sort of expanding the offerings. So it's becoming, it's going outside Disneyland Paris. Already we had like previews for merchandise. We could get hold of merchandise 4 days earlier and, you know, other things that go beyond just in-park offerings. And this is the first one that's been truly completely nothing to do with the parks, I think. Mm. And I just think it's interesting that this is the way they're going, particularly when the rest of the Disney universe is, well... In America, they don't have the annual passes on sale at the moment unless you're a Florida resident. And even then, it's the lowest tier ones. They're taking away perks. They really don't want people buying annual passes. They find them inconvenient. But Disneyland Paris is busy adding these very small, but they're adding offerings to their annual pass. And I just found it interesting. I don't know what the takeaway is, to be honest. I just think it's an interesting, you know, interesting development in the annual pass world.
Interesting.
It is.
Very good.
There you go.
I have no opinion.
No opinion on that? You don't know what they're up to? You
Mark,
don't think they're getting ready to raise...
He says,
I can't read from here.
He says, I am.
There you are.
I am.
I'm not sure which part that referred to.
I am.
Me yeah. too.
Yes. Okay. Okay, right. I'm going to move on because we could, you know, could contemplate the concept of being I am for quite a while.
I know we don't have music and stuff, but do we want to do a who's who?
Yeah.
Okay, yay! So hang on, the music goes.
Who are they? I forgot to do my bit.
Oh, you did, yeah. That's why I did it twice.
Please get yourselves on board.
Why did you sound so depressed about that?
I always do. First in the chat today was Mark with a Q, and he said, Lucy, I forgot to tell you last week that unfortunately I found the storybook store already closed when we went to the Halloween party. I hope you'll find an upcycled tap item someday. Someday your tap will come.
I totally thought you said upcycled tart then. I thought I am an upcycled tart.
Upcycled tart.
I hope I do too. I really, really do. I've kind of like, I've got my heart clutched to it now. Please somebody bring me an upcycled tarp tote.
I've got a really itchy nose, so I'm sorry if I keep doing this, but I have.
Oh, we're a mess today, aren't we? An absolute mess.
And as you can probably tell, the light is over this way over here because it's all hitting the side of my face here.
If you do this, if you put a shadow of yourself, it looks better.
Right, who else got in the chat?
Like this for the rest.
Which Wanderlust is here? Which Wanderlust and Joanne and John? Who is Nate? Who is Nate? Question mark. Hmm. Pauline's here. Hi Claire. Magical by Sarah. Emma. Emily. Oliver. Aaron's here. Maria. I said Emily, didn't I? Yeah. Fever Pitch Quartet. Sorry,
ooh,
people.
Ooh, is that Bob?
Can't spend time just checking in. Stephen's here, Dan, and Susie's here, and Claire, spare Claire, couple of Claires.
No Scottish Claire.
Scottish Claire, hang on. I know Claire Alexander was spare Claire.
We talk about Claires quite a lot.
But they've been changing the names, yeah, off Claire.
Trying to remember which Claire's which.
Yeah, we've also got Jimmy, and that's it, I think, and Emma, and Katia.
And what's Aaron just said?
Here, Lucy, I'm going to DLP on Friday and would be happy to grab one. I'll give you guys a message on Twitter if you want.
Oh, please do. And just let me know how much it is. I can transfer you the money instantly. I know it's a bit of a bind paying out lots of money for a souvenir for someone else when you're on limited money. So thank you so much, Aaron. That would be amazing. I love you.
Why are you the cash? Oliver's going to Disney this Wednesday.
Do you know the words to the Tiki Cup song?
Yeah. Sort of. All together. In the cheeky, 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 cheeky cup. In the cheeky, 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 cheeky cup. When you make yourself a beverage and drink it up from your cheeky, 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 cheeky cup. Boom. I started singing Cheeky at the start. Did you notice?
I did. Right. I did.
I quite like Cheeky Cup.
Well, today, Chris, I don't know what we're drinking.
Well, I have been to the local garage and I spotted
some
candy cans. So there are two different kinds. There's cotton candy, and there's marshmallow, and there's zero sugar, which means they're probably not going to taste anything like what they're supposed to.
Chris, I've had these before.
Have you?
I've had the birthday cake and both of these.
Ooh. Is there one for me? Because
there is, yeah. Which would you like?
Whichever you want to give me. I never get to have the fun drink.
Well, that's why I bought three.
I want cotton candy, please. Thank you.
Having tasted them before, which would you like?
They're all disappointing. So,
oh no!
So what are you going to cut it with?
I'll have the marshmallow, I guess.
Go for it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Actually, no, can I have cotton candy?
No. Yeah, you can, Chris.
And I'm going to cut it with some spiced rum as usual because I bought another bottle of it. So,
You've bought another bottle since last week?
No.
It's already half empty.
No. But don't forget to stay hydrated, folks, as you're listening and watching.
What's everybody else drinking? Anything interesting? This is nice, isn't it? This sound.
I went for cotton candy because you can get cotton candy in the parks. Well, can you get marshmallows?
I'm sure you can. Things. They like to use them as decoration.
You get them coated in chocolate.
Yeah, no, you do.
You know what? This is nicer than I remember.
Yeah. I know, I've shaped. Right, there's going to be a new nighttime spectacular. Well, yeah, I think it's a new nighttime. I'm going to wish I had a little more information on this, aren't I? There's a nighttime spectacular this week. You know, sometimes they do these random, and I do mean random days, where they just do a special fireworks show and a projection thing.
Is it in the studios?
It's in the studios. It's the 7th and 9th of November, so it's next week. It's also on January the 19th, 23rd and 25th.
Are these all random days?
Yeah. But they are off-season days. I think that's crucial because we actually caught one when we went at the end of January. We saw the Frozen magic over Lake Disney, didn't we? It was good. It was a really good little bonus thing, you know.
I remember you saying.
What I liked about it is it was about 5 minutes, 10 minutes long.
Yeah.
Perfect. Not because, you know, I just think a short, sharp show like that, it was just right, especially in winter.
It's just, and if you are a semi-regular visitor, I mean, none of us are as regular as we want to be, but a semi-regular visitor, it's nice to get these kind of one-off, slightly different things. This one is in the Studios Park, and it is combining fireworks with projection mappings, and Mickey will remix Disney and Pixar hits. That's what we know. I think this is a brand new one. Mm-hmm. Having said that, they've done similar things before, so I wouldn't want to stake my fortune, which is small, on that. But yeah, so magic over Disney. If you have, oh, that means Aaron will catch it, won't you?
Ooh.
Aaron. You said Friday. It's the 9th. No, the 9th is Wednesday, isn't it?
The 9th is Tuesday because it's my wife's birthday.
Oh.
Nope, Wednesday.
Wednesday, because it's my wife's birthday.
Oh, Chris, you dodged a bullet with that one.
Just cut that bit out.
Oh, so, no, not quite from Aaron. Oh, that's a shame. But if anyone's there, but more particularly, if you're there at the end of January, and I do think the end of January is a good time for stuff like this.
You're right.
It gets dark quite early, but so they can have the fireworks quite early.
Aaron says I get there on Friday.
The
10th.
Friday's the 11th.
It's the 11th.
Friday's definitely the 11th, because I have... I know I've got a work thing on the 11th.
It's so a Remembrance Day as well. Bonnie loves Remembrance Day, you know. She really loves thinking about dead soldiers. Like, that's what she says as well. She's very strange.
No, but yeah, in a kind of, you know, thoughtful, pensive way. She likes to think about them that way. She doesn't just like to think about dead soldiers.
Yeah. I'm sorry, I'm smiling, but I'm not smiling at the way you've said it, Lucy.
She's not macabre.
She says... I really like to just take a bit of time to think about all the dead soldiers. And that's nice.
I love a minute's silence at the football. I find it just such a... when a stirring thing, 50,000
when there's
people
that many people and they all manage
to be
silent.
And they've replaced it recently. They've replaced it more often than not with applause instead because more people abide by it and you can't hear the idiots. But
yeah,
we had a minute's silence at one of the games that I took the boys to, and the boys were impeccable. There's just something very stirring about it.
I will be honest, I thoroughly respect minute silences. I also like minute silences, but whenever they happen, I get this incurable desire to giggle. And I know it's important, and I know it's disrespectful, and I don't want to do it, and it's no reflection on me. It's just this thing I can't stop. And then I just spend the whole time going...
I was at work and we were in the middle of a 1 or 2 minute silence. I can't remember what. And the guy who I sat next to at the time, he knew it was happening, but for some reason he forgot. And halfway through, he continued a conversation we were having and he just went, "Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Lenny Henry." And I looked at him and I went, "Damn, shh, minute silence." Of all the things to say.
That's amazing.
Oh. Wow. Well, unless it was a silence for Lenny Henry, in which case it's appropriate. Right, let's get back to it. So,
it's definitely worse on the extremes, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Camera. I look lovely and thin here.
Do they do minute silences at Disney? That would be really interesting for everyone on all the rides and everything to be told to stop.
No, but the ride's still going, but you just have to go...
Madame et Monsieur.
I imagine they do.
That was not good for the listeners, because but I was screaming silently.
11-11-11 is Europe-wide, isn't it? The 11th minute, the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's Europe-wide. I wonder if... does anyone know? Has anyone been there? Aaron, you're going to be there. You might be on public transport, though. I need to know if they do a silence. Because I would find that so interesting. Can you imagine standing in the hub at Disney when they do a minute silence? Tell me in the chat if you know if this is real or not.
Sugar Sweet Samantha says they used to do them at Harrods.
Well, I mean, I've done them... I've done them in Tesco. I've just had to stop shopping. Like, and everybody does it. It's absolutely amazing. Yeah, they stop doing the tills, they stop doing everything, and everyone just stands still in the aisles. It's really eerie, but very powerful. Mm. It's very impressive.
Well, Aaron said they'll still be in the car, so, you know.
What I find interesting about it is that you do, or certainly I do use that minute to actually think about
should do
not necessarily soldiers in that instance. I kind of do, but generally family, lost relatives, that sort of stuff.
Lucy's brother used to drop him in this, but he used to every Christmas day he used to go off for like a few moments and just sit and think about other people less fortunate. And I remember,
that's like, why I laughed then. That's really nice.
No, but I remember a few years ago, he said, "Oh, I normally make time to do that, but this year was the first time I didn't, and I feel bad." He's a very earnest young man.
I did snigger because, if you know, my brother is an incredibly intense person. If they carved a statue of my brother, it would be in this position.
Miriam says, "Hi guys, how are you?"
Hi Miriam. We're good. We're a little bent off the Disney subject, so we're going to try and get back, Miriam.
It's not like us.
Sorry about that.
Do you know why that is? Because you're normally sat between us.
I know. Trying to keep, and now I'm on the periphery in the naughty
you've been
boy seat.
Crocheting or something.
I have been crocheting.
Hello, also Elle's here. Elle's popped up in the chat there.
Hey Elle.
Hi.
And Sarah as well. Yay. Who off to Disney next Sunday.
Ooh.
Downtown restaurant booked. Can't wait.
Oh, like gels. I haven't been to downtown. You have, haven't you, Chris?
I saw someone in the group the other day said that what do we do about food? I've booked Manhattan, but the menu looks awful. And I thought, wow, that was one of my favourite places to eat.
Yeah.
I just find it really funny how divisive restaurants can be.
I know it took us so long to go to Captain Jack's because I kept looking at the menu online and going, because it's all fancy stuff.
Yeah, but
at the end of the day, fancy fish is a fish dish.
But that's you know funny what I mean? Food, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
Manhattan's like Italian.
Fancy fish. Is it?
Pasta and meat and stuff. Yeah, there's nothing weird about it. It's all pretty standard.
No chicken nuggets.
Here's Scottish Claire. She's there in the
chat. Oh, there's Scottish Claire.
We've got a full house of
Claire. So we've got Claire, spare Claire, and a third Claire, which we haven't named yet.
Okay. Right. Disneyland Paris.
Sorry, just wants to go back a sec. Oliver will be in the park 11-11-11. So he says, "I'll lick," which I assume means I'll let you know.
Oh, please do. I'm really interested in that. And also, I just think that would be lovely. We'll that would be a lovely week. Thing.
Yeah.
Mm. Bong Park has minute silence, or Bong Park doesn't have minute silence.
Yeah.
Well, listen, Dan went to Disney 3 days after the Paris attacks, and the Dream Show was customised at the end to something peace. It was emotional. To say peace.
Yeah.
It was emotional.
That's cool.
Yeah. I could do to look this up, but they did something in Florida and California after 9/11, and I think they closed for a few days because of travel issues, but then they did something with the fireworks at the end, and I can't remember what. I need to look it up, but it's almost just too chilling to think about sometimes, you know. Mm. It's too close. I've got a South Korean friend at uni, and I think it's been a difficult week after the incident last weekend. Anyway, that's a different thing. Mm. So, more award nominations. Disneyland Paris are finalists for 4 Brass Ring Live Entertainment Awards.
Ooh. Ooh. Finally.
this is for IAPA. IAPA is... they do a big conference in Orlando, don't they? And it's the theme park conference with all theme... And I can't remember what it stands for. Could you Google it for me? Thank you.
IAPA.
So,
Aaron's doing singing and stuff again.
I know.
I didn't realise
that. He said that last week, I think.
I didn't realise that they were singing again. That's ace. There you go. Yay. Go watch it. Let's sing Christmas on Videopolis stage. Go see it.
Oh, wow.
The International Association of Amusement Park...
Stuff.
Park... Oh, it cut off. And Parks and Attractions.
There you go.
I think.
What he said.
That sounds right.
It's worldwide, by the way. The international word is truly international. But it's been nominated for the Multimedia Awards for Disney Delight. I think that's Multimedia Spectacular Awards for Disney Delight. The Holiday Show, Best Holiday Show for Mickey's Dazzling Christmas Parade. Atmosphere and Street Shows for Avengers Campus. And Best Property-Wide Event for the 30th Anniversary. So that's good. Mm-hmm. That's good. And all 4 of those, I'm like, yes, they deserve to be award-winning park elements, I think. I was particularly impressed with the 30th anniversary decorations. I won't say we took in much of the entertainment or, you know, snacks or anything. We did see the parade. But those statues in the hub were absolutely gorgeous, weren't they?
Mm-hmm.
You both saw them. You were both staring at me blankly. Did you like them, Chris?
Statues in the hub?
The rotating things that look like ribbons.
Garden
of Wonder.
Is that what it was called? Yeah, whatever. Yeah, that. Yeah, they were great.
The only one we didn't like, because we picked a favourite, didn't we? There was one Baymax one, which was which was more like fiberglass or plastic or whatever it was, statue, than it was flowers, and it was a bit cheaty.
Yeah, I agree. The Baymax one was the disappointing one. Yeah.
My favourite one, I think, was the Flora, Fauna and Merryweather ones.
Mine too.
They were very ribbony.
I really like the Stitch ones.
Circling round in a spiral.
Yeah, the Stitch one was good.
I really like the Stitch one. Mm-hmm.
Excellent. So fingers crossed that we win some of those, but then you don't know what else they're up against. And I can imagine, like, for property-wide event, the 50th at Walt Disney World is bound to be part of it. Although I think, hand on heart, Disneyland Paris's 30th was better. I think they did better.
Alton Towers had a clown.
Did they? Good. Right, so Saturday morning power outage. Here is the problem of the modern world, right? A few years ago, post Lost, there was a... they attempted to do one of these big budget TV series called Revolution.
Oh, yeah. First series was great. Second series was very disappointing.
Ah, not many people watched it, Chris, so I'm impressed that you actually knew it.
We dropped out in the,
at the end of series one, I think.
I think it was, actually, yeah.
But the premise being that all electricity disappears from the world, which is a bit bonkers because there's lightning and stuff and kinetic energy and friction. But let's not get down to that. So the power grid goes down, and then it's how screwed humanity is when the power grid goes down. Well, Disneyland Paris just experienced this firsthand, and not for the first time either. So for 2 hours on Saturday morning, all the card networks were down, and all the ATMs ran out of cash. The queues were going round the corner to the ATMs. There's only like three these days. There used to be loads. But because no one uses them, there's only like three ATMs and they all ran out of cash.
Because the world was going to end in the 2 hours that they didn't have any
power. Nobody could buy popcorn or, you know, a coffee or anything. Cause no card machines, no one had any cash. Some attractions were late opening. And there were also no wait times because they're all linked to the network. So there's no wait times on the app.
I jumped straight on the app as soon as I saw that everything was down and it was not working. That was interesting. Yeah. I mean,
so you went, true. Yeah. Well, exactly, it said it's true.
Ooh. See, at that point, your walkthroughs, like, you know.
Yeah.
your Alice's Curious Labyrinth and your Aladdin's Passage, not so naff now, are they? Are they? Since they're the only things
Huey,
you can do.
They were never naff.
Well, I don't think they are.
They were never naff.
I love them.
I mean, this is a problem, and this is something I've worried about before, because when I go to any Disney park, anywhere in the world, I just do Revolut, and it's got to the point now where I take 30 euros in case I'm stranded
and in need
of a taxi.
We took nothing.
Hugh takes a big bundle of cash still.
Half and half. Hang on. Don't go mugging me in the parks.
No. Smart guy carries a fold.
It's split between the hotel and me.
Yeah, and it does still take quite a lot on half on Revolut as well. But I just, even when I go to America for 2 weeks, I'll take $30 just in case something terrible happens.
I think I've said before, I go different pockets as well. If I've got a load of money, then I will, yes, I'll leave some in the hotel room somewhere. But I don't keep it just in my wallet.
I don't.
10 euros in one pocket, 20 in another, and I keep it all spread out in case I get.
Actually, I was just going to say exactly where I put it, but I won't do that.
I won't spoil it for you. be nice.
No, I will. I'm not going to get mugged in Disney Village. I put some in my bag, some in my wallet, some's in the hotel, and then I've got Revolut. You know what I mean? Mm. Spread it about, don't I?
Ultimately, it's a worry. And the more that we're doing on the app as well, this didn't affect the Wi-Fi, but imagine a situation where the Wi-Fi network goes down in that way, and so on and so forth, or the server for the app crashes. It's like we are very reliant on these things, and it was just a small 2-hour taste
magnetic
on Saturday
storm.
Morning. But it caused minor chaos, from what I can tell.
There was a similar instance in Claire's local Asda. Cash only caused chaos.
I bet it did. Oh, I bet there were people with like trolleys full of like £100 shops just standing there. It's terrible. Terrible.
You said ooh. Go on, you go first.
I was going to say we had a question. Was it that?
No, I was just going to say thanks to everybody in the chat who's been helping Miriam out, because she didn't understand what lackluster meant when you said it earlier. So they've all been helping her out to understand our English. It gets worse because of our Yorkshire accents as well, Miriam, and I'm sorry about that, but we try our best, don't we? Mm.
C'est vrai. Oliver said, completely off topic, but does anyone know much about the DLP Priority Pass? I've applied for it, but just wondering how much information you have to give other than just giving the proof of disability. Now, we don't know, do we?
I used to know this, and after COVID, they rebooted the whole system, and I kind of have a clue, but I don't want to give out information on a podcast because it's quite serious. If I tell you something wrong and you probably hold around it.
When I just said, we don't know, I wasn't going, we don't know. I was saying, well, we don't know. I was going to say, so we're going to, you know, throw it out to everyone else if they have the info. Pop it in the chat or on this video.
Someone on the chat or, you know, if you go on our Facebook group or something, they might be able to point you in the right direction. But I do recommend you go and read the official web pages because I really don't want to be responsible for, you know, something that could affect your holiday. Mm-hmm. But I do hear it's a really, really good service and they really consider everybody's individual needs.
You don't need
anything
in the States, do you?
It's illegal to ask.
So you can just match up and say, a pass please, and
I think it's got more complicated than that. I think they're not allowed to ask what's wrong with you. They're not allowed to do that, but they can say what will prevent you experiencing Disney. So you have to say I can't wait in a queue, and you have to give a reason why you can't wait in the queue. It used to be you didn't have to do anything and it got out of control, I think. And so they're a little stricter now. And also they do it on Zoom before you go as well. You get an appointment.
A Scottish comedian on John Ronson podcast who was bragging about going to Disneyland and getting a pass. Cause she, and she was saying, oh, they just give them to you. So she said, I'm not waiting. So I went and got one, bragging about it. It's disgusting. It really is. It's not just, you know, it's not just abusing the system. It's just this attitude that some people have that, well, I don't wait. You all do, but I'm better than that. Who do they think they are?
You could legitimately get one for a doctor's note as well, couldn't you? But because you don't feel you need it.
Well, I'm not ill most of the time, so I don't actually need one.
Yeah.
Well, I was the first time we went, but I just put up with it.
Lots of useful answers coming through in the chat, by the way.
Yeah, good. What are they?
Thea says, I've used a cat purity recently and it was super straightforward. I only had to provide a photo and the relevant required evidence. Emma Sylvester says, Mummy of Four on YouTube has some good info on it as she uses it with her kids. Scottish Claire says, my daughter uses purity pass. Sam Forgot has a super useful recent video on this. So that's a good one to go check out.
There you go. Friend of the show.
Yeah.
Hey, Sam.
She was on our charity duty, wasn't she?
We're all friends.
Yeah. Right. Christmas is just around the corner is the next headline. To be specific, it officially starts on November the 12th. But hey.
In this house, it starts on November the 6th.
They don't muck about, don't Disney? No. Because they've already got all the decorations up in Lucky Nugget and Hakuna Matata. The stage set for Videopolis, Let's Sing Christmas, Aaron, is already up. Have you seen it? Are you excited? Are you imagining yourself boogieing in front of the Christmas tree? Are you?
Getting down.
Getting down.
Having a disco. So, yeah.
Was that Aaron? Show?
Yeah, it was fast show. Aaron says yes.
It does look amazing.
Suits you. Suits you, Aaron.
It does look absolutely gorgeous. I've put Giver Gourmand because that's what my spell check's done. The Giver Gourmand stalls have already been erected. That also starts on the 12th of November and runs all the way through to the 19th of March. And I have before waxed lyrical about the offerings for that particular food festival. I mean, you can always find something on the food festivals you like, but there's something about that because it's a winter food festival and they've got big pots of beef bourguignon going on and they've got mulled wine and they've got stollen bread and, you know...
I'm sure it's bourguignon.
Stuff.
Yeah, go on, you can have a drink for that.
Bourguignon.
I think you're overcomplicating it. I just think it's bourguignon, not bourguignon.
Okay.
Miriam says she's so excited for Christmas. She's going on Saturday the 19th. It's in 2 weeks, but the Dunn family are going in 2 weeks as well. You should go see each other.
Oh, this is when I wanted to go this year. Like earlier on this year, I nearly booked for
Good job you didn't.
For Christmas. It is.
How busy are you? Well, do you know, we're the three busiest people in West Yorkshire.
We are.
It's why all the technical stuff's up the creek, because I haven't had a chance to do anything about it during the week.
That's why I haven't tweeted all week.
Why we've not done any videos for ages as well, amongst other things.
We're just very busy.
Yeah, sorry.
But we're not too busy for you guys right now.
Yeah, we've managed to squeeze this little corner of the world out on a Sunday evening.
Yeah.
And it's become part of life now, hasn't it?
Certainly. Better or worse.
Yeah.
Trog off on a night from my wing. Yeah. Say goodbye to the kids. Laura puts them to bed.
Kiss them all on the forehead.
And then I get texts from my kids telling me who's gone out of Strictly.
Yeah.
Keeps us all semi-sane anyway, doesn't
it? Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm not... No more information about Christmas yet. I mean, I do, but the thing is, I have a feeling that next week it's going to be all Christmas talk.
Wow, so we can get the Christmas backings up and stuff on the...
We're going to put the tree up next week, but Lucy's at dance competitions, aren't you? So maybe not.
Well, maybe midweek. I don't know. Something might happen.
We put it up early.
We are early Christmas treers.
Yeah, very early. Some people used to complain and say, what are you doing? But last year, everyone was doing it. They were, like, because of the lockdowns, people going, oh, I've had enough. I'm putting the tree up now. And no one batted an eyelid. So, you know, what's your problem?
Elgin's just asked a question. Quick question about year rule for restaurant reservations. I'm going to DLP next October. I've got my hotel booking linked in the app, but I'm not able to see those dates for booking restaurants. The rule of thumb is you can book up to a year in advance if you're staying on site and you've got it all linked in the app. It doesn't necessarily mean that they'll be available yet. I've noticed, by the way, that And they're coming soon, I think. But if you're booking for next year at the moment, the prices for meal plans and stuff, it says everywhere coming in November, and it isn't there yet as well. So it's probably just waiting on that information. I'm sure they'll start to appear in the not too distant future, but they're just not there yet, I think, is the answer to that. Really?
It's all very casual, isn't it?
It is.
It's frustratingly casual. It's not like other places where it's like 6 a.m. on the 4th of March, I am going to book all my things because that's when booking opens. It doesn't go like that. It's very French.
Yeah.
It's very like, meh.
Claire,
whenever.
So there's nothing open for after March yet. And that'll be why. It's funny because last year it kind of, with our bookings as well, it kind of happened the same way. Everything was showing up on the app. Your typical, whatever it is, 3 months or was it 60 days or 90 days, whichever it is anyway. So you could look through and you could see. And then all of a sudden, it was like the floodgates opened around April time and all of a sudden everything was there and you could get in. So they'll probably do the same again, won't they, at some point, I would imagine.
Miriam's put the tree up.
Yay!
Yes!
Respect.
Well, Halloween's gone. You've got to do something, haven't you?
Yeah.
I don't know. There's a very, I don't know, you've got to feel it. You know when the moment's right and it's different for everyone.
Hmm.
Sometimes I just go, I'm ready.
Today's the day.
I'm ready. Christmas.
Well, I've had like, I got like a weird nesting instinct yesterday where I knew, I felt Christmas coming and then I had a Pepsi Max, maximum taste, no sugar, hashtag not sponsored. And the caffeine got to me and I was walking around town thinking, I need to go home. We've got too much stuff in the house and Christmas is coming. I need to empty every drawer, every cupboard. So I've started, I did it at half the kitchen yesterday.
You're doing a declutter, aren't you?
I am. It's like this baby on the way.
Marie Kondoing the heck out of our house at the moment.
I have the same thing. I want to sort the boys' bedrooms out because they've still got toys that they haven't played with for like 2 years sat in drawers and I just want to sort the whole lot out.
I hear you, brother.
So that we can get it all better. And I feel like I can't really start Christmas until I've done that piece of work. And that was the same last year as well.
Yeah.
That's my thing at the moment. Get that sorted and then we'll be able to move forward.
I just need to do the final cut of the lawn as well and deadhead some of the flowers and then you can leave it for winter.
Yeah.
Just those little jobs.
I thought I'd done my final cut and then the sun keeps coming out and making it grow again and so it's going to have another one.
Mm.
So,
there was another thing I was going to say which was on
one minute.
On our kitchen table we still have like a display with some pumpkins on it and I don't want to get rid of the pumpkins yet so that's another reason that Christmas isn't here because actually Halloween is refusing to leave our house at the moment.
They keep sometimes, don't they?
We've ruddy made pumpkins. Soup this week with a load of our pumpkins and it's ruddy nice.
Yes, Lucy.
I was just going to say, should we do some trip reports and talk some Disney?
I think.
I've got
it was when you started talking deadheads, so I thought.
Do you
want
to do a trip report after a hot pepper to see if you can get through it?
Yeah.
Oh, geez. Or will that take the...
No,
we can
try. Yeah, we can go for
it. Or will that take the...
always game.
The shine off someone's trip report?
It might, but who knows?
We're only going to have the tiniest bit.
I'm game.
And you have to chew it with your front teeth.
Why is that?
Because if you just sort of chew it at the back, it kind of just... You swallow it down and it's gone.
Well...
Are you
telling him how to commit more pain to himself?
I'm probably being extremely conservative here. I'm not sure. I can't remember, but there's a toothpick there, Chris. Have that tiny piece.
Oh, my goodness.
Just be careful.
Right, I'm just showing the camera how small this piece is. Look, you can kind of see there. It is tiny.
Yeah. Right.
That's painful.
Mm.
Is something
That's
happening?
Immediately painful.
Mm-hmm.
And the back of the throat. Oh, crikey Moses.
I think it's called the Naga Viper.
Am I allowed to have a drink already? It's just that the actual bit
I'll
of
what,
is stuck in my throat.
I'll tell you what. I'm enjoying it, but it is very, very hot, isn't it? To say we had 2 millimeter square piece then.
To kind of give you a bit of a comparison... All those hot sauces that we had, we had a sizable amount on a chicken nugget.
Yeah.
That is hotter than any of those are.
Isn't it?
Oh, my goodness.
But you know what?
It's good, isn't it?
It is incredibly pleasant on the tongue.
It is, actually.
Does it get worse than this? It's breathing, isn't it? When it's this spicy, it's breathing actually makes it more fiery,
well,
doesn't it?
Because I had it in my fingers, I was like, every time I put my finger in my mouth or scratched my nose or, you know, touched any other things, I was feeling it all Friday and it just kept coming back and I just couldn't get rid of it. It was everywhere. But if it's just contained to your mouth, it's fun.
A little bit on the lips because I've licked my tongue now.
Yeah, me too.
Licked my lips.
It just immediately, the pain goes immediately to the part of your mouth where you put it, doesn't it?
Which means I need to be careful when I blow my nose later on.
Oh, maybe have some more in a bit.
I can't actually do to blow my nose now. But anyway.
So yeah, I think it's not going to put you. It's not going to put you off a trip report, is it?
It's not, but it hurts.
Yeah.
Okay, I've got a lot of trip reports. Firstly, this is from Faye Davies, and I'm just going to say an apology. But I can't even speak at all. I'm going to apologise to you, Faye, because you did send me through an updated version of this, but I haven't had a chance to have a proper look at it, so I'm just going to go with the old one. I'm sorry, but that's just how it is.
Oh, what was the updates?
I don't know, because I haven't read it. That's what I just said. Pay attention.
No, I was just wondering.
Oh, I need to sing, don't I? How does this one go?
Audience trip roundup.
Oh, that was lovely, you guys.
We should have harmonised there, shouldn't we?
I know, I tried to, but we just ended up doing the same.
I feel like I need to blow my nose.
Can we do it again and I'll do the lower one?
Yeah. I'm going with this note.
I'll do this one. Audience trip roundup.
I preferred it in unison.
You
shut up and crochet you.
It was slightly discordant.
All right.
Faye Davies says, we love your podcast and listen every Sunday. So when we got back from our last trip to Disneyland Paris, my daughter Maya said she wanted to be sent... I'm sorry about this. My daughter Maya said she wanted to send a trip report. So here it is. I, like the rest of us, love Disney and I always have. So it's always been my dream to take my children to the most magical place on earth. My daughter believed that in order for her and her brother to go to Disneyland, they needed to be invited and have a special invitation. Who was I to burst their bubble? So when we booked it for June 2020, I was so excited. We had the invitations ready and everything. Then we went into lockdown. And it was looking... I'm sorry, my mouth is just saliva filled.
That's devastating.
Oh,
I'm sorry, I did a lot of clacky mouth going on. And it was looking like we weren't going to be able to go, so we moved it to November 2020 and then again to June 2021. Sounds very familiar to me, this.
Yeah.
We as an extended family made the decision that if we were going, we wanted to go when everything was normal again. I wanted my children to experience the hugs and the excitement and getting their favourite characters' autographs, so we decided to push it back one last time to September 2022. We'd lost all the extras that we got in the deal of our original booking, which did put a bit of a damper on it.
Are you feeling this, Chris?
I'm all right, except that my nose is running.
No, I mean, are you feeling the truth of the Disney thing? Because that's exactly what happened to you. Because you had full dining.
All I'm feeling is fire.
You had full dining and you were at the Disneyland Hotel and you had this amazing deal and you'd got everything that you got at the Disneyland Hotel, you ended up paying more for...
Yeah, no, absolutely. Yeah. I keep thinking back to this. I think the next time we book will be probably as soon as the Disneyland Hotel opens for bookings. I think I'll be straight on there that day.
Oh, that's exciting.
I know. I haven't told Laura and she doesn't listen or watch, so she won't know. She hates that I do anything
creative.
She doesn't listen,
watch, or
care. She doesn't really. She's very supportive. Love you, darling. Where was I? We lost all the extras that we got in the deal of our original booking, which did put a bit of a damper on it, but we were going and that was all that I cared about. We were staying at the Sequoia Lodge Hotel, and I've never stayed at before, but we had the best time and did the princess dining, and my daughter is the biggest Ariel fan ever, and even though we didn't get to see her there, Maya saw her on the parade, and she pointed out her ears, which were Ariel themed, of course. Did you see Ariel's hairy belly button? That's what we all want to know.
Hey now. It's not true.
She then blew her a kiss. The whole of our party was in tears, and a lovely cast member came and gave her a hug. As the week went on, we ticked most of the things off our list. We had dinner at Downtown Restaurant in the Marvel Hotel, which was amazing. Our server was brilliant and drew some amazing pictures for the kids. We also ate at Chez Remy, and even though it was a little slow service, the servers and the food was lovely. We were having the best time ever until we were told that due to the air traffic, our flight home on Friday evening was cancelled. Not knowing what to do or how long it would be until they got us on the next flight, we contacted the airline and they told us it wouldn't be until Sunday evening, so we decided to make the most of it and book in for an extra 2 days of magic.
Nice. Oh.
Yeah.
If you can,
and
go for it.
Stay City, which was 5 minutes away from the parks. It was lovely and clean and the staff couldn't do enough for us.
But could you get park reservations, though?
Apparently.
Oh.
Apparently so.
Gels?
Yeah. I've lost my page. I've always been of the mind that... you have to stay at a Disney property to get the best out of the trip. And where I do feel that this is relevant in some cases,
This showed me that the stay of property was just as magical and didn't take anything away from a brilliant stay. Mm. We got everything we wanted to on our merch list. My little boy even treated himself to a spider bot, and he doesn't know, but I got him the Iron Man skin to go on it for Christmas. Oh, I hope he doesn't listen.
Maybe that was
he
the
didn't put it in the triple box.
Maybe that was in the update. Oh, by the way, can you not mention this?
Oh no, but I said that I might not get around to it, and I got this as a backup just in case. So hopefully not.
Oh, okay.
If so, we'll have to find a way to fix that. I got the Spirit jersey I wanted and the 30th anniversary travel mug, so all in all, a brilliant trip. Even converted my husband, who loves Marvel and Star Wars but never got or understood the Disney magic. I didn't either till I went for the first time. He said halfway through we're coming back again, right? That's exactly what I did as well.
Yeah.
Thank you for a great podcast, guys. Sorry we couldn't listen to your charity show one, but we were stuck in Disney. That's okay. Well, we can accept that.
Yeah. I will accept that as an excuse. That's very interesting, though, going immediately from an on-site trip to an off-site trip and feeling that it doesn't lose the magic, because I think we alternate and we're due another one on-site, aren't we now? But we sort of stand by our off-site trips in that you do get what you pay for and it's worth...
Valder Up was so easy.
It's worth saving the money. You know what I mean? If you can save literally £600, it's not £600 less magical, I don't think. I think in proportion. Do you know what I mean? In proportion,
it's £600 more magical when you're back home. Because you've got that money for your gas bill.
Yes. Or something magical like that. So yeah, it's definitely worth staying off-site like that. I'd be interested to know how she wangled the park reservations, though, because we couldn't when we were in that situation. Go.
I'm going for a bigger bit now, Chris.
I'm not having any more, but it is easing off, which is quite nice.
All right. Well, you might have that later. We'll see.
So the next one's from Kim Rosalyn. This says, "Hello, my dear. My name is Mrs. Rosalyn Kim. I'm a 56-year-old woman. Presently, I'm hospitalised in the Philippines. I'm a dying widow who has decided to donate some of her wealth to a reliable individual who will use this money to help poor and less privileged. I want to make a donation of £5.7 billion to orphans and charitable organisations in your area. Can you handle it? If you are willing to accept this offer and do exactly as I instruct you, then get back to me for more explanation. Love the show," she says.
What was the name, sorry?
Kim Rosalyn.
Kim, well, thank you, Kim. Yeah, do drop us a DM.
I genuinely thought about giving you that and asking you to read it while I went to blow my nose. but I bottled
the
it.
Fact that you were reading it with such sincerity, I was looking at you thinking, is Chris on this? Is he for real? Okay.
That second piece I had, which was about three times bigger than the first one, it wasn't hot immediately on the front of your tongue. So I thought, this isn't working. But when I swallowed it, it's gone to the back of the throat and it's exploded and it's all over the back of my throat. And ooh, now I'm dying.
Die.
I need to go and blow my nose. Do you fancy reading Kiva's trip report out? We have two others as well. We've got
voiceover guy dying,
and we've got someone else, but whose name I can't remember. They are quite long, so it's just down to whether or not we have time.
Okay.
I'll be back in a moment, but I really...
How long is this one? Oh, it's not too bad.
Not too bad.
I don't really have control of my tongue at the moment.
Do you want me to read it?
My
yeah, I do.
Hi guys, super busy few weeks and I've finally caught up on the podcast, so I'm ready to give my trip report. Mum and I went to DLP on the 4th of October. It was my first Halloween trip and I was super impressed with the decor. They really go all out. We got speaking to a lovely cast member while checking into Santa Fe, and I mentioned how much I enjoyed the Cheyenne in March, so she very kindly moved us over there instead. She gave us our magic passes and told us our bags would be sent to the Cheyenne and would get a text when our room is ready. Well, that's a real perk when they do that. It's very similar in price point, so I can understand they're able to. But I would say, give Cheyenne Santa Fe a go. I like Santa Fe. You haven't stayed there yet, have you? Because it was run Disney. Oh, I'm not going to talk to him. He's in pain. We had the most amazing few days. The Halloween entertainment was brilliant. I loved the pre-show before D-Lights and Illuminations. This was my first trip with no restaurants pre-booked, and I was pleasantly surprised with the ease of just eating whichever quick service option when I fancied, rather than making sure we were in a certain place at a certain time. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we don't book much anymore. We tend to book one big meal per trip, really, like one premium expensive one. But then we're enjoying the quick service, aren't we, most of the time. Despite being midweek, it was super busy. Wait times for Tower of Terror got to 140 minutes and the Princess Pavilion was 280 minutes. I won't be doing that. I bought my first Premier Access for Crusher's Coaster. I'm ashamed of myself. But thing is, when the wait time's that long, you've got to prioritise your enjoying your holiday, haven't you? This is where they get you. But I'll definitely do it again. 23 euros for two people. My favourite ride, Big Thunder Mountain, was closed for renovations when we were standing on Boot Hill. They were testing it and we watched and listened to the trains whiz round with no screams or laughter. Very surreal. Yeah, but that would be. Because that's like part of the soundtrack of Frontierland, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
The sound of that going on. Wow. Mm. Now to get a little negative.
Ooh.
Do we have... Ooh.
Yes.
Ooh, you must be grumpy.
Bum, 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 bum.
The selection of merchandise was shocking throughout both parks. Poor choice in sizing and products. Guest flow was awful during the Halloween cavalcade and at character meets like Jack Skeleton. I know we were only a few days into the season and I've heard this had been rectified now. But even the cast members didn't seem to know what was happening or where to stand people. Almost all of the Halloween snacks were sold out.
Typical.
This is an actual conversation we had at the Cool Post.
I've read this.
Can I have a pumpkin Mickey, please? None left. Okay. Can I have the muffin instead, please? Nope, sorry. Oh, all right then. Can I have the Mickey waffle with Nutella, please? No more waffles. Okay, is there anything you do have? We have coffee, Coca-Cola and Cornetto.
I was wanting them to go, like, is there anything
Merry
you do
Christmas.
Have? No.
We also witnessed an English lady lifting her son over the fence across Bellinote to pee in a tree. Oh, why do they have to be English? I'm so ashamed. The visitors definitely are the worst thing about the parks. Well, amen, sister, to that. Yeah, hang on, who am I reading here? Kiwi, yeah, sister. Kiwi. Okay. On the other hand, the highlight was Adventures Campus. Holy sugar plums. Stuff happened everywhere. The soundtrack, the atmosphere, wow. I was speechless. I can't wait to see the expansion of Walt Disney Studios continue. Been loving the podcast and all the other trip reports. We've started planning for next summer and can't wait. See you later. That was a good trip report.
Yeah.
I liked it. Thank you very much for that, guys. This is good. You are our eyes and ears on the ground. It's sad that the human beings are the worst thing about a Disney trip, isn't it? I've become more blind to it, which in a good way, over the years. It's like I expect it, and so it's just like, they're over there doing thing. But I've never seen anyone peeing in public like that. In particular, at Bellinote, toilets are next door.
Yeah, that's exactly what
they're
I thought
attached.
When I read it. I thought, why on earth would you do that when the toilets are right there?
Scuzzers.
I'm not gonna lie to you. I didn't hear a lot of that.
Oh no!
I just went to pick up the last bit of chili, and those of you watching might have seen, but Hugh gave me a very definite no. Don't
shook
it.
My head. The thing is, I had a lot more of this in my lunch 2 days ago, but it was in some cooked rice, so it was diluted down. But that second piece was a big mistake.
Do you know the thing is, I had that first piece, and I felt. And it's eased off now, and I'm kind of thinking, I quite like that.
Well,
enjoying the
if you do, only have half of that because
no, I'm not having any more.
that just now, what I've just had just now, and I have a lot of hot sauces and things. I think that is the hottest thing I've ever had in my life right now, just now.
Really?
Yeah.
Right now.
What's your tell? Because I sweat under the eyes.
I go delirious.
Yeah.
I get quite an acute sort of dizzy headache thing going on.
You get endorphins from it. Although I don't tend to get endorphins. Chris gets them when he runs. I never do.
I just
get miserable when I run because I'm rubbish at it.
Do you want me to read another one, or are we close to time? What's the general consensus on this?
Well, Emma's consensus is I don't think you should let the boys sit together again.
Hey, we've been quite tame today.
Emma,
there's been far worse shows than this.
You should have seen the bro show a few months ago.
Oh, if only we hadn't had to split that in two. I enjoyed that show. I mean, we missed.
I did, but it was, very, very shambolic, wasn't it?
Oh yeah, it was
very shambolic. Because we realised you need three of you. Because when two of you are messing around, one person needs to carry on talking.
Yeah.
And we were just messing around.
Yeah, we got.
Go back and watch. You know, or listen to the bro show.
When it's in was two it? Parts as well, so you can just enjoy. Oh, yeah. Enjoy it in two parts because something happened.
Something went wrong.
It's unusual, I know, because there's such a great technician involved in the show.
It's always forces things outside wrong, our control, though, isn't it?
It is. Do we do one more? Or do we not do one more?
Do one more.
Yeah, because we've got two more, haven't we?
We do. Yes.
So yeah. So we'll,
so I'm going to read voiceover guys, who's I haven't seen him in the chat today, but quite often in the chat. We have another one from Ben Treend, but it's
can
a
you
very
do
long
it?
One, so I'm going to avoid that one this week, and we shall do it next week.
Can you do voiceover guys in the style of a voiceover guy?
Hang on, no, because I'm assuming he's called voiceover guy because that's his job, and I don't want to appear to be. I don't want to show him how bad at this I would actually.
I'll show him how bad it is.
I think you should do it as Patrick Warburton.
Okay, the whole thing.
Yeah.
Firstly, you know, I'd say thank you very much.
Yeah, maybe not
for all the advice. No, I'll do it. I'll do it in a generic broadcaster voice.
Okay.
Firstly, can I just say thank you very much for all the advice that you've been giving out. Having only just found your channel in the last couple of months, I've been consuming a ton of content. Thank you. So I've just taken my 6-year-old daughter for her first trip to Disneyland Paris, and we absolutely loved it. Especially Tartors, which she rode 9 times. Never any longer than a 5-10 minute wait. Also, apparently 200 plus variations. We never saw the same one twice. Is this tedious yet?
No.
Okay.
I'm enjoying it.
One cast member warned us, warm to our fascination with running round to re-ride it, that he put it in English 3 times for us, and my daughter's face came up on the screen twice as the rebel spy. However, I will just mention that her allergies did make it a little tougher.
Oh no.
She has an allergy. Now I feel like I should use my normal voice now. She has an allergy to eggs, dairy and nuts, and whilst there are some options, they seem very, very limited. Now this is something we looked at a couple of weeks ago, so here it is from the horse's mouth. It's almost as though no one has allergies in France. This is how bad it is. I just added that last bit. The staff did get out a handbook to show you what you can and can't have, but catering specifically to her was not quite the same as the American cast members on the Disney cruise, which we did last year out of Liverpool. Oh, sorry, we. On board, it was as though she had her own personal chef. So I can highly recommend the cruise if you have allergies to contend with. Anyhow, back in the park, she was mainly offered pasta with tomato sauce, and every dessert was a fruit cocktail, which, when paying for half-board package staying on site, didn't really feel like great value for money. It did take a while, whilst getting lost in translation, to explain to them what we would like them to try and help us with, but it was somewhat tricky. However, they did cook her a salmon separately, and a chef did her a pumpkin soup without the cheese, and found some soy cream to add to the taste. As for snacks, I took loads just in case, but at a park you want an ice cream. They do sell vegan Magnums, which caters for the egg and milk allergy. However, the vegan Magnums are not the plain ones.
Oh, no.
They are the ones...
So the nut allergy as well.
With
oh.
almonds. They're the ones with almonds.
Gutted.
Dope. He said dough. I didn't add that. We did, however, find one vendor selling Ben & Jerry's cookie dough ice cream in Fantasyland, which she could have. Results. Overall, I'm going to go back to the voice. Overall, the 4 days, 3 nights was amazing. And since coming back, I'm looking to book both of us to go again in April. Any thoughts on how we could make our second trip even more magical would be amazing. There were some rides that were closed, and I'm hoping they will be open this time. We stayed at the Sequoia Lodge on this trip. I'm looking at the Art of Marvel for April, maybe. Do you think that's a good choice? Or should I consider the Newport Bay? Or a club room? Once again, thank you and so glad to have found your channel. I'll keep watching with interest and tuning in to these live shows whenever I can. Best wishes, Guy and daughter Alabella.
Interesting thing about hotel rooms.
That's hard with a hot tongue.
Mm. I don't know if you've looked recently, but it's more expensive to stay in Cheyenne at the moment than it is to stay in... Sequoia and Newport Bay at times as
and
well.
And Newport Bay.
Yeah.
It's this...
It must be a refurb. They must be trying to steer people away from them, do you think? Or away from Cheyenne, maybe. I don't know.
No, it might be. The offer a certain certain number of rooms at a certain price, and the last few rooms
I've looked in this early booking.
It must be nearly sold out, and so the last few rooms get more expensive than the others. But this has often happened, and with regards any kind of upgrade, I've always been like, even, you know how much I love Sequoia, but if Sequoia's £200 more than Cheyenne, I won't do it. But quite often it's only £50 more, and I think it is worth £50 more to me. You know what I mean? So it really depends where the jump is. But quite often Cheyenne and Sequoia will get quite close.
They're very close, yeah.
Depending on the time of year. And then sometimes, for the same reason, Sequoia and Newport will get very close, depending time of year and things.
I think the thing about the Marvel Hotel for me is I love the idea of it and I would like to go and stay there. However, when we booked it originally, it was no more expensive than Sequoia was. And now you're almost doubling how much you're spending to stay, just to stay at that hotel. And for me, it's not worth that.
No.
It just isn't. At some point, I think as popularity dies down, things will change a bit probably, but it just seems ridiculously expensive to me at the moment for what you get.
Well, the last time we looked, we were looking on Expedia at hotel only. And you can book all the Disney ones through Expedia. And it was like, it was entire holiday money. So it was, it was like more than £2,000 for the hotel room alone. So that's not transport or tickets or anything. And we're like, that's more than we plan on spending on the entire trip, and it's just on the hotel room. So it was a no-brainer. I think it will settle down eventually. No. But, they've created a good product.
Yeah.
I mean, we've only been in the lobby and the downstairs corridor and, you know, where all the shop is. We've only been there. And it's amazing.
Yeah, it is.
It's amazing, basically. So I think they're going to have to step up the game at Newport Bay. Once they've renovated the Disneyland Hotel and the New York being as good as it is now, I think they're going to have to, if that's meant to be the other premium thing.
Yeah, I agree.
They either need to lower the price or up the product, basically, because it's not licking the bootstraps at the moment, is it?
What?
Miriam says...
I don't know. I made that up.
Big. Miriam says, Newport Bay is too big. I can never recommend it.
It's got shining corridors, hasn't it?
Long corridor. It's exhausting to walk. What I will say is, when we stayed at Compass Club there, it was great. It was really, really good. However, you could see how the others were living and how busy it was, and the difference to having that club level is massive, honestly. And I think in that size hotel, it probably makes a bigger difference than like the whatever it's called in Sequoia.
Thing is, we didn't stay in the main building in Sequoia. We stayed in one of the lodges. So we would kind of walk through the lovely grounds, and it was really peaceful, and the shining, they're playing some birds tweeting, don't they? We understand.
Yeah.
They're playing the birds tweeting, then we'd go straight into the lobby, which is quite... And the staircases, they've not really got a single lobby, I've got an area, which is quite big and expansive. So we never had that, we're staying in a massive hotel feel. No. I felt like we were staying in a little village. You actually stayed in the main building, didn't you?
Yeah.
Did it feel any different, kind of? Or did it still feel small hotel?
It's just long. It's massive. Like you go into the foyer and it goes on forever in every direction.
No, I mean Sequoia.
In Sequoia. It's still long corridors in the main building. It's still big, long corridors. But it wasn't too bad.
Because they were nice staying in the lodges. We just felt like we were staying in a little village.
Mm.
Can I give you a little taster of Ben Treen's...
A teaser.
Is this a trailer? Teaser.
Yeah. Yeah. So this is Ben Treen, and he says, hi, guys. As per my DM answered by Chris on Instagram, here's our trip report. But what he then goes on to say is, the biggest detail to mention here was that my 21-year-old daughter, in her infinite wisdom, on the day before departure, decided to get her suitcase down in her garage wearing flip-flops and on a ladder used on an uneven surface. Yep, she spent 4 hours in the local walk-in treatment centre and x-rays confirmed 2 broken bones in her foot. So we've got that to look forward to. Don't you want to hear that trip report now?
How did it go? Tune in next week and find out. Cartier says, Hugh, can you always use this voice? Okay, Cartier, I'll do my best.
We're going to have the same problem that I had the other week in finishing this.
You'll just have to reach over.
Do you want me to go and press something? I don't need you to go and press something. I just need to find music to play. Or we could just hum, couldn't we?
We Okay. You shall I do my outro?
Yeah. Oh, we are doing a Patreon. We're doing a Patreon show afterwards. So any of you guys who are Disney Street pals over on Patreon, come and join us for 20 minutes of Disney chat
and hot chili.
And if you're not, I'm not having any hot chili. Give over.
It's gone now, and I want that. I'm going to do it again.
This is what heroin addicts are like. They forget the pain, and then they just feel the hole, feel the need.
Chasing that high. Hot high.
Yeah.
If you're not a Disney Street pal over on Patreon and you'd like to be one, it's £3 a month. You get a 20-minute show every week after this show that we put out live exclusively to you guys.
You get the warm, fuzzy feeling of having supported the channel, because we just do this off our own backs
bottoms.
And
you get some stickers sent out to you. We'll send you some stickers, and you'll get a shout out on the show as well.
Yes.
You sure will, Chris.
In a voice of your own choosing. And if you like this one of Hugh's, you might do that one again.
Maybe I will.
Okay, so thank you very much for watching. I've been Lucy. These have been the boys.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Goodbye.